This party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Main power to maximum. Biogenic generator engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes, yes.
It's time for the...
Jingle 2008, happy new year!
Hey, welcome to the new year!
I'll bet you some people... I would say that people were worried that we weren't coming back because I noticed that when we're not on, the hits go through the ceiling.
we get more...
We could have a record month with no show.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing, so...
Yeah,
we're here. I hate to cut the hits down, but we're going to have a show anyway. This is great. Okay, just want to say hello to Happy New Year to everybody. Jack Rhodes is
Jack
here.
Is back.
Okay.
It's 2008, 008, that's January 5th. Happy New Year, Jimmy.
Jimmy doesn't have to say anything. And our counselor Curtis is here.
Hey, I'm here. Legal.
We have legal things to talk about.
Oh yeah, big time.
I'm legally here.
And legally here, that's right. And engineer Eric.
Hello there, children.
Engineer.
Who is going to make sure that
technically here.
This track
on the
is
buttons,
silent.
On the buttons tonight.
that Jack is actually not
track.
Being recorded.
That's right. That's one that I see. He's on his own track, right?
Right. Oh yeah.
We can cut him right out.
Track 11. Track 69.
Okay.
We did have a new record month last month.
Yeah,
exactly. Thank you.
We haven't.
It was a record year last year. 2007 was good to Jimmy.
That's right. It was. Of course. Then
we appreciate the fans out there.
Yeah, of course. It's all up, about like the fans. People are going to find out about us.
I know.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And we did want to say give a couple of quick shout outs here to I wonder who is it? Kyle in New Zealand.
Kyle in New Zealand. Hey,
my
Kyle,
God, that guy! I can't believe that guy. 14 years old. I wrote him back.
He's a man.
I said he's a man. That's right.
He's a Kiwi.
Well, he said he wanted to give us a donation. I was thinking, you know, unless he's like heir to a wool fortune or something, right. You know, which is we want rich people to donate.
He wanted to donate to the island, I presume.
I'll well, I guess we might have to head on down that way and have a show.
Yeah,
fun to the rock.
We're gonna send him a mug or a shirt.
Yeah,
or
we
something.
Need to do something.
Of course, the postage on it's gonna be like. You know,
infinitely more than the mug.
Infinitely more than the mug. That's right.
But we appreciate the support.
He sent us a bunch of links. He sent us a bunch of links, which of course we're going to talk about at least one of them, and it was great. And who's the other one? We
Scott, Pennsylvania.
Scott from Pennsylvania. I want to say hi to him.
Scott sent us some info, some good, a nice little tidbit. We'll try to work into
a titbit. That was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was nice. A titbit. That's right. And also we got. I mean, I was looking through the list here. It's Malaysia, Ireland, the Netherlands. Oh, Mina Veneri, Sveria, once again, the Czech Republics, and eh bien, mes amis en France.
Welcome one, welcome all.
Right. Oh, I wanted to give out to Dave Bibby out there in Williston. I know we got a few Williston listeners, but he's running for Levy County Commissioner.
Crap,
District
oh, that's
one.
Okay.
Anyway, I met him today Williston out at the Williston Airport, out at the FBO there. He works there. But
he's, I think he tends to be kind of a libertarian guy. He wants to cut everything back.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he's an old Navy salt. But I'll tell you, if you had more people like him, he wants to cut property taxes and cut wasteful spending. And if on his card it says, you know, ask him, you know, and believe me, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you had more people like him and
well, let's get him on the show. Can we get him on the show?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, actually, we could, because we can call out as well as call in. Which reminds me, our phone lines are open.
1-866-95-JIMMY.
Well, we have now, unfortunately, since nobody can hear us when we're actually...
Well, they can't hear us right now,
but when they call
soon
in,
they will.
That's right. We'll find out what happens. So anyway, this is... So anyway, we have a couple of things. We have a Hugo update later on. But wait a minute. But the main news, I guess, today is the... let's break into this with
The Iowa caucus.
And, of course, apparently, big surprise.
Right.
Hillary... Everybody's saying she lost.
Third place.
She lost.
You know what third I love place. Is they say she lost.
29%, right. I believe it was. Third place.
Third place. So, Barack Obama, he won it. But I thought I thought the article from today, this January 5th, which is today, 2008, campaign retools to seek second Clinton comeback. And of course, the first one was, you know, the comeback kid, of course. But I thought the article, this is from the New York Times, Manchester, New Hampshire headline, Bill and Rotary Clinton have been career threatening scrapes before, but never quite like the one they face in New Hampshire, which is coming on this Tuesday. Today is Saturday.
Saturday, right.
When nothing less than their would be dynasty is on the line. Trying to battle back from her loss in Iowa. I love this. Got 30%. I mean, whatever. Okay.
29%.
Whatever. To Senator Barack Obama of Illinois, Ms. Clinton is recalibrating her message.
Calibrating.
That's right. That's like.
Word of the day.
That's right. Calibrating her message in hopes.
Trying is the first step towards failure.
That's it. in producing a comeback kid, the sequel, achieving the reversal of fortune her husband pulled off. Got that right. With his second place.
Oh, yeah, they're always trying to screw you.
That's right. Yeah. With his second place finish here in the Democratic nomination contest in 1992, which brings up a point, of course, one of the things that's interesting. I don't know if anybody realizes this, but this time, what it would be 16 years ago, nobody had heard of Bill Clinton.
I remember we had a dinner, and you asked for everybody's opinion of who was going to win. And I remember saying,
Taft.
Yeah, right.
Coolidge.
No, what do you remember saying?
I remember saying Bush. I thought Bush, because remember, this was...
Bush won.
Yeah, and his approval rating was like 80%.
Right.
And
I believe Bush lost Iowa, though, didn't he?
I don't, to be honest with you, I have no idea. But remember now, there's the difference between the Republican and the Democratic primary. So, and of course, if he did lose Iowa, one of the reasons would have been... Because he had reneged totally on his no new taxes pledge.
Right. No, that shot him. Read my lips.
Yeah, read
Smack
my lips.
My and then, lips.
Oops. And then he, yeah, and oops, right. But again, they're separate. You know, it's not like here in Florida we have separate ones too. Actually,
yeah. Right.
But in some states they have crossover. That is to say, everybody gets to vote.
I think you should.
Well, whatever.
I saw this AP headline. Does Obama's win show that U.S. is colorblind? Already blown out the race card.
That's right. Well,
blown it out.
That's right. Well,
AP.
It was interesting. I watched Juan Williams on one of the shows, and he said this is a historic thing, big deal. Young black guy wins, whatever. Yeah. And of course, the question is,
Juan pretty handily, I might say, by 9 points over anybody.
Yeah,
I believe over
so.
Edwards.
So anyway, the interesting thing is what are the Clintons doing on this? Obviously, they are trying to figure out
freaking out
a new lie to show up with. You know, they want to find. Here are some of the
maybe
words.
Maybe she should go in blackface.
We call that blackface. Here, right? In case you're interested.
I mean,
you're black.
But you're Mrs. Clinton. But you're black.
Well, I mean, of course,
Ted Danson couldn't even do that at Whoopi's party.
Right. That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. That's right.
Boy, we're pulling out some old stuff.
are we showing our age or what?
Well, our 14-year-old listeners out there have no idea.
And that's a little scary. You know that I wrote to Kyle.
Becker?
I mean, that was 18 years ago or something.
It's, yeah, can think about it. He wasn't even born when some of this stuff we're talking about. Kyle, God love you, kid. No, I mean, it's scary to think that this kid is already being polluted.
Way.
Yeah, T-shirts on the way. That's right. Yeah. It's scary to think his mind is already polluted. I mean, if he wants to make it, I wrote him back and I said, if you want to make it to 15, you better stop telling people you're listening to Jimmy Don't Jim. I mean, if you want to ever drive a car without the brakes being cut, Mrs. Clinton could not effectively position herself. as a change agent. Yeah, she should have called Bill. Bill knows the positions. So anyway, I love this, the profile du jour for Democrats, so long as she's reminded her that her presidency would be much like his. Other advisors say that Mr. Obama now owns the change mantra. I mean, I love the way this article is. Hillary says she'll change things, but then voters see Bill and hear them talk about the 1990s. Is it clear that the Clintons are not offering change, but rather Clinton Part 2, said one veteran advisor to both Clintons. that won't win. When facing a political crisis, the couple's modus operandi has been to attack their attackers and question their motives. Well, and or kill them. You know, so, Ken Starr, thank you so much, Suicide. Okay. No, I mean, it's interesting.
So, yeah, and it's all going to come out. They're going to bring it all out on Obama. If he wins another one or two, they're going to start bringing out. Didn't they have some old drug use?
Did anybody see?
Some, you know, extreme religious.
I think he already admitted to using drugs.
Yeah, I know, but they're going to bring it out again and again and again.
Yeah,
you know,
so
and they're going to bring his you know, the church, his questionable whatever church that he follows. And
what, is voodoo?
No, some of it.
Wait a minute. You talking about that cloth man with the pins in it?
speaking in tongues. Snakes, you know.
Well, I watched a little bit of the shows, the Sunday shows, and they were talking about how certain candidates were going to even skip Iowa. And so,
well, like Giuliani,
right. And so,
and
now was Clinton hoping? Was she thought she was going to win Iowa?
Absolutely, she had more. I think she had more money than any of them.
No, well, except
and had been there longer
of the Democrats, right? Now,
right,
of course,
right,
Mitt,
right.
Mitt. Of course, the other big news was that Mitt spent a fortune in Iowa
and didn't win.
And didn't win, and of his own money. Right. I mean,
of course, Huckabee won that, and I think he probably spent three times as much as Huckabee.
Well, somebody said it. Huckabee won with no organization and no money.
Well, I mean,
literally.
Huckabee saw Mitt's dad go in and vote for him.
Well, you know, and these numbers can come out to, when you work it down, it comes out to sometimes, you know what, at least $5,000 or $6,000 per vote sometimes that they've spent.
And you got to ask.
Some of them go up to $30,000.
Well, I saw where one of the things that always shows up on especially on libertarian sites and people come through to the Jimmy Doan Show is Ron Paul, who got 10% of the Republicans.
And that's big news. 10%. Go Ron.
I thought it was decent.
Right.
I thought it was sucked. Yeah,
but then you saw him come out and he had a couple interviews since then and he kind of, you know, he
blew the interviews.
Right,
I mean, it's scary to think that the guy is
right.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's amazing how I won't say incoherent, but he's a bumbling. He's not the great communicator. Not that that is a great communicator.
Ron
well,
Paul.
Let me tell you, not that that is any necessity to be president. When you look at somebody like Nixon or Carter or any of these, some of these people that
there's
were just
been a few of his charisma level that have won, but
and he got 10% as a Republican.
They're separate. Yeah, right. That's right.
Republican.
As a Republican, that's right.
And by the way, if you didn't already change, you know, your...
It's too late here in Florida. Yeah, no, now we are going to have an election here on the 29th of this month in a couple of weeks here, in about 3 weeks.
A caucus?
No. This is an actual thing where if you're Republican, you go in to get one ballot. If Democrat is another, and independents or non-somebody or another's get another one. And what happens here in Florida is because you have a 30-day window, you can, 30 days prior to the election, which is too late now, you can go in and change your party affiliation to communist or whatever you want to vote, no matter what you are, and then you can...
Socialist Nazi, please.
See, yeah, that's exactly, you know...
You Hitler, you...
Yeah, that's right. I'm a member of the KKK party, and and you can do that for 30 days, and then you can switch back to the normal, whatever you want to be.
But you're on the list, baby.
that's when you start...
Once was KKK.
No, well, not only that. Then you start to get the...
The SN party.
I still get... pleas for money from commies when I was a member of the commie party or the Democratic Party. I registered,
Jimmy Doan communist.
No, well, I registered as a Democrat one year for some reason or another, for about 20 minutes.
When the party first came out.
That was about, you were experimenting in the 70s then, weren't you?
I was smoking something. I'll tell you that. And it looked like a cigarette, but it tasted like a brownie.
It was a Democratic cigarette.
Jimmy inhaled is what we're trying to say.
Jimmy makes no apologies. No apologies.
As his lawyer, I can tell you that he was overseas in a country that allows that.
That's right. Exactly right. That's right. So anyway, but I loved this article here, continuing on about the Iowa thing. And of course, this tells you nothing. I mean, Iowans.
This is the big news, Iowa.
I know it's the big news, but it's 95% blanche and white, as we say, and you know, only 5% of another tint. And I think a lot of that is like Españolas, you know, and everything. So anyway, but I love this. Another advisor said Mr. Penn and Mr. Clinton were consumed with polling data for so long that they did not fully grasp the personality deficit that Mrs. Clinton had with voters. I mean, I love that. The personality deficit. What are you talking about?
She does, man.
50%, you know.
Shrewlery is a good word for her. I mean, she is nothing like Bill. I mean,
Hitlery.
If Bill is, they call her, you know, Slick
That's
Willy.
That's a good t-shirt.
She's going to be Sandpaper Hillary is what it is.
No, you're right about that. Oh, God, that brings that. That hurts just thinking about it. Damn, he just crossed his legs.
Well, of course, Jack Rhodes is loving this because anybody but Hillary is winning. It's good.
Well, anyway, so I've got one more couple of things here before we move on. Mr. Clinton's role, Mr. Rodham's role,
right,
in the campaign has also become fodder for debate in her camp. Some advisors laud him as a vote getter and a crowd builder, bar none, and Mrs. Clinton's best character witness. But others increasingly look at him with a jaundiced eye, saying his off-message remarks have proved a distraction and his looming presence has, I mean, there's so many ways you could read this. Looming presence has undercut her promises to make a break with the politics of the past. Of course, I'm asking myself this, why is Bill campaigning so hard for Hillary?
Because she told him to.
No. Yeah, he is looking for that White House poontang.
Right. I mean, he's thinking.
Well, that's a good
he's thinking. See, I now, mean, it's going to be open season right. on interns,
but you know,
he's going to have nobody. I mean,
but you know, Bill, he's not. He's not only going to do the poontang. He's going to do the poontang on Air Force One with a cigar.
Air Force Two. Yeah.
I mean,
again, that's the thing. Hillary's so tied up being president, he doesn't got to do nothing.
I mean, the jokes that you can imagine on this, the what are you talking about? The various levels of abstraction here are just too many to be believed. I mean, the Simpsons show could go nuts on this.
Look, Bill,
Bob Dole doesn't like that.
Bill doesn't sleep at night. He's just vibrating thinking about it.
No, I mean, on so many levels. I mean, he got it. Hillary, honey, You got to do what? You got to go meet the president. Look, okay. I'll stay here. I'll stay here at the White House. Keep the home fires warm for you.
Let me tell you something, though. He's going to, even better than that, I think he's going to get the Secretary of State assignment, and then he's going to go overseas where they don't even care. You know,
right. I'm going to spend. I tell you what, I need to do it. I need to go to Thailand for a while.
Exactly.
I'm going to spend some
Bahrain.
Time. In that's right. I don't know about Bahrain, but
they're going to get rid of Condi right away?
Oh, well, shit, she's like so history.
Oh, man.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Anybody in the current administration.
But I love this. Mr. Clinton plans to spend the bulk of Saturday preparing for the debate. Mrs. Clinton is preparing for the debate with the crucial showdown with Mr. Obama in the eyes of Clinton advisors. Her allies, I didn't realize this, her allies, including Wesley Clark. Did you know that? Wesley Clark.
Of course.
And former Representative Richard Gephardt of Missouri are also fanning out. Of course, one of the reasons she said she lost was that...
I didn't hear this. She had an excuse.
Oh, yeah. No. Of course she had an excuse.
What did she say?
Catherine Harris run the election?
She said the reason was... Wait a minute now. What she said was, what did you expect? Let me just see here. I got it right here. Just a minute now. Oh, here it is. My two leading opponents, one has been there for years, and one is from a neighboring state. So we feel that we executed what we thought was the limit of what we could produce in Iowa under the circumstances. You know, here it is. Excuses. Right. I mean, let me tell you, when you come up with that kind of excuse, that shows you
they're
the level of denial
boys.
That these people are in. Huh?
They're boys. Yeah. I tell you, if I was Hillary, I would go home and send Bill out to campaign. Because he's gonna do 10 times better of a job than her. And no matter what they can say...
He's going to do a job. Right.
No matter what they will say about... Second this and, you know, second shadow president or whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
But you're right. The fact is he draws the big crowd, the big money. All she has to do is what Coolidge
Shut
did is sit
up.
On the front porch.
Exactly.
And you know, Silent Cal. Remember?
Exactly.
And she just, well, yeah.
That's it. What Bill said. Exactly.
Yeah, what he's
telling you.
Yeah, what
that
he
should
said.
Be her campaign motto.
Ditto. Ditto.
Right, right.
Right.
What he said.
I like that. What he said. So what do you think about it?
What he said.
I like that. No, that's good. Anything else on...
Vote for what he said, 08.
Yeah. That'd be a great button. No, I'm serious. That's a great button. Her picture's on there.
Right, right.
And the slogan is, what he said. I love it.
So what do you think about Giuliani going into New Hampshire and then South
Giuliani,
Carolina?
No way, Jose.
And then in Florida. You know, and what about here in Florida?
Well, that's right, because we are...
He's doing pretty well here in Florida.
Now, let me ask you this. I forget. The 29th here is in Florida, of course. Yeah, and
January
South Carolina. January 29th. But isn't February 5th or something Super Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So in other words, we're going to be a week ahead of what they call Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
But the question is it going to be decided by Super Tuesday? I mean, because with Florida out of the way, which is a pretty good-sized state, I mean, in terms of delegates and people who actually vote. Right. I mean, we're, you know, third most populous in the nation or something like that. Got all these delegates and everything. Of course, we've been, what's interesting is that at least as far as the Democratic Party, I think is the Democrat Party as far as concerned, haven't they ruled that our delegates cannot be seated at the Democrat convention? I believe that's
sure
true. No, I think because we moved our primary up, the higher ups have said that when the convention meets in July or whenever it is.
Huh. I didn't know.
I think that either all or half of our delegation is not to be seated.
Yeah.
They will not get to choose, supposedly.
So you think Giuliani's dead in the water?
I don't think he has a chance.
Really?
Not a prayer.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. No, he's got too much baggage. Third wife, give me a break. Mm-hmm. He's got too much baggage.
So who do you think's leading it?
Let me put it this way. We are talking about
Huckabee all the way? Come on.
Oh, come on.
Huckabee.
That's right. No, let me put it this way. Remember the Howard Dean thing? And
right.
how he lost it in 20 seconds?
Okay. And in Michigan!
That's
in
right.
California!
That's right.
And in Washington!
No, that was it.
Yeah!
20 seconds from front runner to not even scrapings on the barrel. And I think that there's no question in my mind that the same kind of thing can happen to Huckabee. Yeah. I mean, the guy, let me tell you, when you go back and you look at even a portion of his record, he is a statist from hell.
Yeah,
he's a one-note Charlie.
Not a conservative.
What is his one note? Is it immigration or what is his one note? I forget. To be honest with you, I forget what it is. No, there's something that he won. Oh, I know. He won the evangelical Christians or whatever was one thing.
He got.
I mean, it was a right wing Pat Robertson, you know, Jerry Falwell wing of the Iowa.
The evangelicals is he's talking about. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right. And that's why he won Iowa.
Right. And that is not going to
evangelicals.
He is not going to carry that through the presidency of the United States. No chance on this planet.
Well, Romney won the Wyoming caucuses.
Whoa. No kidding.
Yep.
That cows voted and what happened, you know?
Four cows.
I mean,
when was Wyoming? Is that like...
I don't know. It's posted Saturday today.
So it was
5:02 p.m. Mitt Romney captures most of the 12 presidential delegates at stake in the Wyoming Republican County Conventions. As the state has its brief moment in the political stylized sandwich between the more attention-getting contests in Iowa and New Hampshire. Anyway.
Wyoming. I mean, no offense. And to be honest with you, I don't think we've ever had a listener from Wyoming, so...
So we can say whatever we want.
We can say whatever we want. Because
how about the least populous state in the United States? I mean, that's pretty cool. There's more. There's twice as many people in Orlando as there are in the state of Wyoming.
Yeah. No.
So I mean,
isn't that where they film part of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Devil's Tower? Isn't that there?
What, in Wyoming?
Yeah.
Because it actually happened is why.
Right.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Right.
The deal is captured Wyoming. And when you say moment, as you noticed, moment, that has got to be one of the shortest pieces of news cycle in the world. Got on a 24-hour news cycle, that doesn't register. 5 minutes, right. Fine. Got Wyoming, 12 delegates. Thank you.
Hey, so did you see, I saw an interview with Kucinich, too. He's still claiming he's in it.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, man, they should just show more of his wife. That's it.
They send Bill out for Hill,
right.
And they send Mrs. Dennis out for Dennis.
That's
you know,
it,
and
man.
That's it. Done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, of course. You know, the next thing you know
is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. don't even need to know what's going to happen there. That's it. You talk about different species.
Which one's going to come out with the sex tape first?
Which one's on top?
Okay. Apparently, Amy Fisher.
Yeah, oh. I saw that.
Yeah, she came out with a new sex tape.
Oh, my
Amy
God.
Amy Fisher, the old Buttafuoco.
Buttafuoco.
Yeah, now what?
Again, Kyle, sorry, you'll have to look that up in the history book.
which reminds me, before we cut off this
way
first
before
segment.
Way your time.
Well, I know, but which reminds me.
Long
speaking,
Island
speaking of
Bird.
Speaking of children.
Children.
Getting access to the internet. I'm done with the Iowa thing. Let's move on to Jack's kids.
Jack's
what?
Kids? Okay, well, my oldest son.
Didn't we talk about the coin?
We talked about the coin.
Your oldest is?
My oldest is nine.
Nine. So this is.
This was about almost 4 weeks ago. I think going on 4 weeks ago, swallowed the coin. Still has not passed the coin.
Now, is the coin, like, lodged somewhere?
It apparently lodged in his stomach.
Okay, well, that's good news and bad news. I mean, is he like a cow got two stomachs or something? Or
I don't know.
They got seven or five or something.
Well, we've had several X-rays now, so we're pretty sure.
So now
he's
turning into a
stomachs.
Mutant with all these X-rays.
Well, it's kind of like an investment.
No, but it's,
well, is this a savings account? Is he starting his?
I don't think it's really
his 401
effective.
Stomach K.
No, I don't think the X-rays have really affected him. But although when he does get angry, his skin turns a slight tint of green.
I can see what as the coin dissolving
fine.
Or what? I mean,
no,
is this...
I don't know. I'm not sure. But
so anyway, the point is that this has affected his mind, and he went to the internet. You said he had a Webkinz and decided one of the Webkinz people came on and said, Google, whores in Malaysia or something. what do you do?
Oh well,
before you put your internet filter on.
That's right. That's right.
Well, he got his first taste of money, so he knew where to spend it.
Yeah. So tell me what happened.
Well, we just had one of those
parental phone calls.
One of those life lessons, in kids these days. They, my 9.5-year-old, he found the internet.
I
think one of the kids in his class
turns
told
out
him,
it was on one of the computers in the house.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
That's right. That's right. And he's been Googling, so knows about Googling, but he just did, he always Googled, lizards or,
dinosaurs.
Right, or June bug, spiders and all this stuff. Apparently, he got the idea to Google hot Asian women. And, and of course, hot dildo action comes up or something like that. And we found that on his computer.
So he's going 99.5, going to mama and saying, mama, what's this?
Yeah, that kind of, something like that. I think he already knew what it was.
Okay, but then of course, what happened is what some other parent calls up from class, right?
That's right. And then
got the phone call from another parent. What is your kid telling mine?
That's right. Well, like it is when you experience and learn new things, you want to share it with your friends. So he told his buddy at school, hey, why don't you Google hot Asian women? And something cool comes up, and of course. His mom found that too, and he snitched on my son right away.
Right away, that's right. Gave up your son. You talk about giving him up.
Because, kids these days, the idea of personal responsibility is, it takes a while to drill into your son's head.
Friend gave your kid up right away. Boom.
Roll over.
Rolling
like a stone,
that's
baby.
It. I love it. I mean, flapjack, like a
not
marble.
Not me.
Like a turtle on his back.
It wasn't me that typed the keyboard into the Google.
That's
so
right.
Not me.
Didn't know what was going to happen,
right.
Mom.
Yeah, the other boy made me do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, of course, then we'll take a short break here. This brings up another. So anyway, let me ask you this: you did put the filter on.
Yeah, net nanny. Thank you very
net
much.
Net nanny. Thank you. So boom, done.
As if
that's actually going to stop anything, but it will for a week or two. Yeah. And I thought this brought
Until
up another
it
thing.
Figures
that,
out YouTube and all that. And
YouPorn is the one you want to probably have to stay away from.
What's that?
YouPorn.
Really?
Yeah. That's the real good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Hadn't heard that one. Is that a new sponsor?
Well, that's what your friends are for. See, I'm telling you about it.
I rest my case.
I hate to say this.
See, my
Jimmy,
son's on
Jimmy,
top of
Jimmy's
high
in
five.
The dark on this one.
Well, the funny thing was...
I hadn't heard about that. I didn't know about that.
I just asked somebody at work. I said, what are they coming out with now? YouPorn? And the guy goes, oh, that's a great site.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
can
that's
you
a good
imagine?
One.
And you be in the dark when you're watching that.
A new sponsor. Not
thank
a new
you
sponsor.
So much. And having that brownie while you're about it.
Yeah. That's right.
So anyway, let me finish
to that. Hey, and we got some X-ray pictures
actually of my son's.
So I'll post those
coin
on the website.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll put a little link there. Yeah, post those.
Like somebody's going to really. Well, we'll that's going to make the, our. That's going to make our hits go off the charts.
Well, let's put that in the photos section there.
Sometime. Okay, we can do that. We got some new photos.
But we'll put a link to it.
Anyway, so to finish this off, Australia, Conroy, their telecommunication minister, Stephen Conroy says new measures are being put in place to provide greater protection to children from online pornography and violent websites.
Like Jimmy Doan.
Like Jimmy Doan, right. So I imagine we're going to be. So anyway, this may be the last time you in Australia want to get to hear the Jimmy Doan show, because Senator Conroy says it will be mandatory, mandatory for all internet service providers to provide clean feeds or ISP filtering to houses and schools that are free of pornography and inappropriate material. Now, of course, Senator Conroy, Mr. Nose Up in the Air, who knows what kind of guy, you know, has decided what's going to be inappropriate. That's right. Labor makes no apologies to those that argue that any regulation of the internet is like going down the Chinese road, whatever the hell that means. If people equate freedom of speech with watching child pornography, then the Rudd Labor government is going to disagree. And so he says the internet. Now, here's something that we might have to do a little research on. The internet hasn't, speaking of e-research, we haven't done the hanger dogs. speaking of small R research, we normally don't do any. and they don't either. So we want to say hi to them for doing no research. Okay.
Well, anyway. You know, I want to say here that the way I do research is these guys, they all send me tons and tons of emails, all this info. Hey, stuff we could talk. Man, I open them up. If there's not a naked chick, I delete it. That's my research.
Okay, and of course that's where your son got this idea from.
Right.
Obviously,
okay.
The acorn does not fall far from.
That's
okay,
right.
The internet hasn't ground to a halt in the UK. It hasn't ground to a halt in Scandinavian countries, and it's not grinding to a halt on the internet in Europe. Now the question is, I didn't realize this, but is there some kind of mandatory filtering in Scandinavia? I would find that hard to believe myself. I mean, we don't have to find
who needs it. There, chicks over there so hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can walk outside for God's sake. Yeah,
yeah,
no. Have you ever done Stockholm escorts?
No, no. But well, how is it?
I haven't done it, of course.
We talked about this on the show. They had some topless girls slowing the speeders down through.
Right.
Town.
You just drive down the highway for God's sakes, and they
see them. Right.
And I mean, this was in the summertime, right? They wouldn't do it like now.
I know.
No, dressed like Sandy Claus and out there with the
Maybe they put him in a little acrylic booth,
like a Pope mobile,
right. Yeah. A boob mobile.
That's right.
So anyway, that I do want to find out. Maybe somebody can tell us, because I don't think that they have. Well, I don't know why the guy would say this, but Conroy, the telecommunications minister. I mean, this is like right out of some kind of 1984 Orwell thing. He's going to mandatory internet filters. Can you imagine on his
mandatory.
What he decides
right.
is offensive mm-hmm. or inappropriate? Can you imagine? I mean,
well,
this
so
is
that's,
unbelievable.
That's the guy you need to pay off.
Of course, this is the guy that's going to be caught with the wide stance in the airport men's room, you can bet. I mean, these are the kind of, seriously,
right.
These are the kind of people that got something up their butts,
He'll be the porn czar. Well,
yeah, no, exactly. No. That's exactly right. That's exactly my point.
If you don't think that they won't be paying for satellite internet pretty dang soon.
Well,
you know?
I mean, this is the whole thing. I mean, as if it's the government's job to decide
right.
what's appropriate.
Right.
This is mind-boggling.
Well, he knows
it
when he
stunning.
Sees it.
He knows it when he sees it, right.
They
just, it's stunning.
He's
got to
see everything first.
You know, there are people here in this country that say, well, the country's going down the toilet. Let's move to Australia. The only saving grace in Australia is that it's a huge country with like nobody there.
Well,
and you can actually go someplace where you don't have to be bothered.
Well, the only place people are on the edge near the water.
Right.
No one's in the middle at all.
No, I know.
No one's on the west side either. I mean,
on the coast they are.
On the east side.
Both sides on the coast.
No, it's like there's like a couple tribes on the west side.
There's not much on the west, believe me. There ain't much.
Exactly.
But it's east side is where it's happening. Okay, and north.
Right.
You go down south, it's butt cold down there, and yeah, okay. But well, one of these days we'll have to do a Google map of Australia and put that on the Jimmy Doan website. So that, okay, fine. No, we did. I did want to say again, thanks again to Kyle before we cut this off, because I did notice that we're getting all kinds of hits from different. from Auckland, which apparently is where he is.
Oh, great. He's spreading the word.
That's so at least, great.
Hey, so maybe we... Okay.
Well, also, we do have another legal thing we might talk about that he sent us.
I think we should also now... Let's put at least one picture of a hot Asian woman on our site.
Okay.
For all the 9 to 14-year-olds.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to link to you porn hot Asian woman. There you go.
That's it. So we can make sure that,
right.
that
everybody understands where to go.
That's right. And maybe we could put a hot Australian chick and a New Zealand chick on there, right. Which, of course, the New Zealand chick is going to look like a sheep.
Let's do Scandinavian, too.
That's right. We'll do that. We'll find those. They'll be
German
on.
German and
they'll
Spanish
be on the site. That's right.
Italian and French.
How can you tell the difference
Swiss
in, like, who cares?
Hungarian.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come
back. Wait,
hold
on.
No, we're not going to take a break.
Wait, just right before we do that, Let me just say, you asked about the Florida primary.
Yeah.
What happened was Florida moved their primary from March to January. The GOP took away half of Florida's delegates for that, leaving just 57, and the Democrats took away all of them. Okay. The candidates promised not to campaign here to assure the primacy of the authorized early voting states. Florida is going to be the only winner take all, state before February 5th. On February 5th, Super Tuesday, 23 states have their primaries. But up to that point, but when Florida on February 5th, when Florida does its primary, it'll account for 40% of the 135 total delegates that will be awarded by then. So Florida's going to be big no matter if anybody campaigns or not.
Okay.
It just doesn't matter. You know, it's,
Rudy.
Well, yeah, and so that's what Giuliani's trying for.
Right.
So it looks like it may be kind of pivotal after all.
But the whole point is that of all the people that are running, the crop is a sad crop to begin with. And it once again proves that we can elect really stupid people to our highest office in this. It does, you know, the shit floats. Okay. The cream doesn't always rise to the top.
The always optimistic Jimmy Doan.
No, Jimmy is a kind of a realist about this. And again, we're talking about the...
thinking of voting for Hillary?
Yeah, sure. I mean, as long as the place is going to explode, I'd like to get the fuse lit.
You know, get it over with.
Hell yeah. You know, I'd like to be able to move back to the country.
Right.
You know, after Jimmy's going to go hide out
while the place goes down,
and I'd like to just get it over with, and then I can move back.
Jimmy's on the good medication tonight.
We're going to take a break.
We can play our friend Sister Hazel now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever think there might be another way? Just feel better about today. Oh no, if you never want to have to turn and go away, you might feel better if you stay. Yeah, yeah, I bet you haven't heard the word I've said. Yeah, yeah. All you're trying, just give up the state of mind you're in. If you wanna be somebody else, if you're tired of fighting battles with yourself, if you wanna be somebody else, change your mind. Have you ever danced in the rain or thanked the sun just for shining for the sea? Oh no, take it all in the world to show you, yeah, look much better when you glow. Yeah, yeah, I hope you've heard every word I've said, yeah, yeah. All you're trying, just give up, stay in mind you're in. If you wanna be somebody else, if you're tired of fighting battles with yourself, if you wanna be somebody else,
what you hurry anyway? Trying, just give up, stay to mind.